Now, Margaret Mills is back with me, and this week I believe you're looking at an Essex preacher from Kelvedon.
Yes.
So yes. Who's this?
His house is still marked. So if you're in Kelvedon, take a trip along the High Street and you will find the place of his birth in 1834 is still marked. Very famous preacher in his day, Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Right. And why was he so famous?
He was famous because he, well, if I say to you that today he's known as the Victorian Billy Graham.
Oh, right.
Now, many people out there will be too young to remember Billy Graham.
Mm.
Sadly, I'm not too young.
Same here.
You know, a charismatic preacher.
Mm.
Billy Graham, of course, went all over the world. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as far as we know, didn't. He stayed in England. But he was almost equally famous on home territory. He was born in Kelvedon in the High Street. Father and grandfather were both nonconformist preachers. They weren't associated with the Anglican Church.
Mm-hmm.
They were associated with the nonconformist church, particularly the Baptist church. And Charles was sent to school, and it was recognised at school that he had these wonderful gifts of being able to speak to people and people listening to what he'd said. By the age of 16, he was a fully fledged nonconformist preacher,
mm-hmm.
ordained at 18, and his fame really took off from there. He travelled all over London, all over Essex, in and around the country,
mm-hmm.
in great demand as a preacher. In fact, halls were built to house the number of people that would come along to hear him preach, because ordinary chapels just couldn't accommodate the number of people that turned up.
He must have been quite something.
He was quite a man. It's said also that he was helped by his dark, romantic good looks.
Right, okay.
So he probably attracted quite a large female audience as well. But yes, I mean, particularly in London, I believe it was the Mile End Road where he was advertised as preaching a sermon. And they actually had to extend the hall where he was due to preach because so many people would turn up to hear him. They even hired music halls in London and he would preach in music halls.
You wonder how they managed to, because they wouldn't have had microphones and amplifiers in those days. You wonder how he managed to get his voice heard throughout.
Well, somehow he did.
Megaphone?
It's interesting. Probably, or, you know, the early equivalent of a megaphone. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Why not? But it's interesting, I find, that he said never to have preached a sermon in Kelvedon.
Oh, how odd.
Which seems really odd to me. So unless some evidence is lying around waiting to be discovered somewhere, it would seem that, not because he didn't like Essex, because he always spoke very warmly of Essex and how wonderful Essex was and the Essex people were, and that Essex was a unique county.
Mm.
You know, this is what he truly believed. But for some reason, as far as we know, he never preached a sermon in Kelvedon.
Okay.
Died in 1892, but his fame lived on for many years afterwards.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. So, after I've followed that, they say, what are you going to be looking at next week?
Well, I'm staying with the religious theme.
Right.
And I'm looking at another preacher who is perhaps well known not only for being a preacher, but in the sporting field. And this is a gentleman named William Webb Ellis.
Okay. We look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.